Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, changing gears. I need to make a very important phone call. I'm kind of taking advantage of some access the Burt Show has because I have a question for Santa.
Oh, I know him.
We all know him thanks to Santa Scared Straight. I have a question for Santa that I've never had before because, you know, my son is 2.5 and Christmas has just taken on a whole new meaning, seeing it through a child's eyes. I'm here to let you know it is so much fun. And we went and we saw Santa and Jimmy sat on Santa's lap and was so good. And we saw Santa on the choo-choo train this past weekend. And I kind of whispered in his ear, hey, I might be calling you on the Burt Show because I got a question to ask you. Because I think my question is also one that other parents might have. But since they don't have the access to him, I was just going to do us all a solid. When it comes to gift giving, because yeah, Santa comes on Christmas Eve and drops off presents, but you know, your parents also get you gifts too. Like Bart and I are going to get our son Jimmy some gifts, of course, because it's the holiday season in conjunction with Santa. So I'm curious, who gets to give Jimmy the big gift? Is it Santa or is it mom and dad? Right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because, you know, obviously we don't want to bring him the same thing because then that would be awkward if he had two of them underneath the Christmas tree. So hey, Katie, you got his digits? Will you go ahead and call up Santa for me?
Is it okay to be competitive during the holiday season?
No. I don't know. Santa's not one of the people I would want to compete
that's
with.
A
no.
Fair point.
Exactly. Not at all.
We get his answer.
He's a busy man. I'm not shocked.
It is a very, very busy time of year, but I thought we had like the special Santa red phone that we don't ever have a busy tone.
Santa gave that number to too many people for the red phone.
Santa's getting around the block.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Santa. Hello.
Hey, Santa. It's Kristen from The Burt Show. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, Kristen, I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing so good. I'm here with Abby and Mo and Cassie. And
I know. I've been looking in, actually, this morning on my Santa vision.
Oh, you have?
I hope your rump is okay with that spider. I had to zoom in at the unveiling this morning.
The unveiling.
Really quick, for those that don't know what Santa's talking about, earlier this morning I had the show look at my butt cheek because I had a spider bite and I wanted to make sure it wasn't spreading and I didn't have necrosis.
Yeah, he sees you when you're sleeping and he sees you when you drop trow.
Yeah, apparently so.
Moving. That's one in the naughty column.
I'm not surprised. Well, Santa, I know you're very busy this time of year. I just want to say thank you so much for picking up. But I had a quick question for you. When it comes to gift giving at Christmas, and you crush it every year with the gifts you bring all the kiddos across the world. But for families, when mom and dad are also getting a gift, Is it you that brings the big gift, or is it the parents that bring the big gift?
Why do you ask?
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not bringing the same thing and that we're all on the same page.
Oh, I think what's that I hear? Oh, is it Kristen trying to steal Santa's thunder?
He's trying to one-up Santa? Is that what's going on?
Well, no, I'm not trying to one-up Santa, but we all know how good it feels to be appreciated. And, you know, I may struggle with validation a little bit, which is why I'm in therapy and I got into radio.
Let me get this right. Let's see. We make the toys here in the toy shop.
Uh-huh.
We ship them out, uh-huh. They put them on the shelves.
Uh-huh.
You may buy a toy and then give it to your precious little Jimmy. and then you want to take 100% credit for that. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Santa, no. I'm saying you come, we're going to have milk and cookies for you. You're going to come down the chimney. We're make sure it's nice and clean for you so you don't get too much soot on your suit. And you're going to bring gifts. But, of course, my husband and I also want to give Jimmy some gifts from Mama and Dada.
Oh, so, again, you're wanting the credit, and you want Santa to bring a smaller gift, and you bring the bigger gifts. Is that correct?
Well, I'm just trying to decipher who brings the small gift and who brings the big gift.
Well, you know, we're all about working smarter and not harder here at the North Pole, so if you want to take some of the weight out of Santa's gift bag, fine by me.
that's what I was hoping you would say, Santa. Thank you.
Well, how close are we talking? Like, am I going to look bad in the eyes of Jimmy?
No, you are definitely not going to look bad in the eyes of Jimmy. I promise.
Because I've got a reputation to uphold.
Absolutely, and you do. Is. Yeah, absolutely, you do. I mean, Cassie, have you been wondering the same thing?
Yes, but Santa and I talked. We came to an agreement where Mom and Dad give the big gift in our house.
Okay.
But Santa takes care, obviously, of all the stockings and a bunch of other presents under the tree. So it kind of equals out.
Oh, of course.
Because he gives lots of smaller presents, and then we give one big gift from Mom and Dad.
Mm.
So equality.
Cassie, I'm still waiting for that check in the mail, too.
Listen, I'll make sure your chocolate chip cookies aren't vegan this year, okay? That'll be my thank you to you.
Yeah, Santa, do you have any requests when it comes to, like, what cookies you would like laid out for you on Christmas Eve?
Chocolate chip are my favorite. And if you go chocolate chip, then that's where you get me. And you may get a couple of extra presents under the tree.
Mm. Duly noted. And I just, one last, because I know you got to go. I know you got to go, so I just wanted to check with everybody here on the Burr Show. Everybody's like securely on the nice list right now, right?
You should try some of that comedy during the show.
Well, Santa, thank you so much for clarifying. Yes, the parents bring the big gift and then Santa takes care of the rest. And I think, yeah, it's a win-win for everybody. And it lightens Santa's sleigh a little bit. That way the reindeer, I know, like, you know, it can be a little bit of a strain pulling that sleigh. So we just want to help the reindeer out too.
Yeah, and this year, lay off the carrots on the reindeer. They don't, I'm sitting behind them.
Yeah,
carrot. Pulling the sleigh, and those carrots, they just have an effect on them.
Carrot farts are pretty potent.
I'm picking it up.
All right, well, Santa, thank you so much, and stay warm up there in the North Pole, and we'll see you in just a couple of sleeps.
We're getting ready. We're getting down to crunch time.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
All right, so I'm glad we got that clarified.
Yep.
I feel much better about things now.
Y'all want to give me his digits? I got to call him after the break. I got some beef about Christmas 2003. Never got that Barbie Jeep.
Hey, The Burt Show.